This is Senator Al Simpson. The Food and Drug Administration wants to accelerate methods of drug approval, something that could save millions of lives. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, a lot of people complain that it just takes too long for new medicines to reach the market. While the Food and Drug Administration must indeed protect consumers against unsafe, untested drugs, the FDA has announced plans to speed up their approval process. Not only does FDA want to use independent firms to make reviews, they want to create a fast track for medicines that are used in life and death situations. The FDA also wants to use research from other countries to reduce the duplication in considering drugs already approved overseas. Ted, give FDA a little credit for streamlining this process. Boy, your own health committee could sure learn a lesson here.
Al, the Bush administration wants to deregulate major parts of the process for guaranteeing the safety of prescription drugs. That's a mistake. It's right-wing ideology run amok again. The administration's Council on Competitiveness wants to slash the Food and Drug Administration's long-standing responsibility for drug approval and hand it over to the private sector or even foreign countries. You'd better rein in those zealots, Al, before they give reform a bad name and endanger public health. They want to do three unwise things. Let private contractors take over some of FDA's jurisdiction to review the safety and effectiveness of new drugs, accept foreign governments' findings that drugs are safe, and relax the restrictions that keep experimental drugs from being tested on healthy people until data from animal tests has been adequately reviewed by FDA. It's a mistake to deregulate health and safety. Instead of standing up for FDA, Al, you're selling out to the pharmaceutical industry. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on reforming the nation's schools. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.